Don't forget, we will have, if it is Memorial Day weekend, the Indianapolis 500, our 66th year of carrying the race for you, the 99th running of the greatest spectacle in racing. 11 a.m. is the pomp and circumstance. Noon, we drop the green flag and hope everybody gets around safely, completing 500 miles, 200 laps. Those group who wins will kiss the bricks, hold up the Borg Warner Trophy, and go down in history, and that's why it's the greatest spectacle in racing. We're proud to bring that to you. Don't forget, Margaret, today is the last day you go to the Smithville store and sign up to win those tickets. They're going to draw it at the end of business today.
Okay.
4011 South Old State Road 47 next to the Kroger on the south side. It is Wednesday morning, and that means we check in with county government as County Councilwoman Marty Hawk makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Your discussion about race day just brings back so many great memories, one of which was a family tradition that when it was time for the race to start, we would all gather around the radio, little kids together, and listen to the beginning of that race, and it just made you just have tinkles up down your spine.
Absolutely.
And
people have to realize, people from this part of the world in a 60-mile radius of Indianapolis, the rest of the, if you've moved here in the last 5 or 6 years and you're like, why does everybody get so excited about the race on the radio? We can't watch it live on television.
Yeah,
there's a blackout area.
So Margaret
in Pittsburgh could watch it, and Jimmy in California can watch it, and Tom in Florida has no problem turning on his TV at 11 o'clock in the morning and watching the race. We can't hear, and that's why the radio is special, because, of course, we're on it, and because that was the only way to get the race in central, south central, north central, west central, east central Indiana in a 60-mile radius. And I think people don't, Marty, if they're not from around these here parts, they don't understand that.
And it was such a terrific family tradition, and I know that my girls still remember how important that was, because it was really a patriotic feeling.
Absolutely.
When they sang the song.
Even the Purdue marching band is palatable on that day.
Right. I just have to say it brings back wonderful memories.
It does. And, again, the 11 a.m. start used to be, now it's noon, so nobody gets confused on that. The 11 a.m. pregame gets you started. It used to be a 10 o'clock pregame. So you're up that morning, you're ready to go. If you don't go to the race, obviously, if you're going to the race, you listen to the whole leading up to the sitting in traffic for 100 hours. And again, you're out and you're cooking out and you're having this and you're playing and goofing around, and there's the radio and there's the race. You're exactly right. I came 66 years WGCL bringing it to you. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
We have some business to take care of today, and I asked you off the air because the reason I really enjoy your company and Tim Mayer's company is you make things easier to digest. Tim Mayer, the city councilman I spent yesterday with, talking about TIFs in the city.
Right.
And on Wednesdays, I talk about TIFs in the county. These are all different, yet similar. Why are we dealing with both of these issues right now, and everybody is scrambling, it seems, to get these things put together?
Well, that is really the question, because the state put this together a year and a half ago that said to people who had these, what they call legacy TIFs, these TIFs that were put in place before 1995, that gave them the opportunity to extend it if they got a bond in place by July 1. Now, if they've known it for a year and a half, why did the powers that be wait until the very last drop-dead minute to get this stuff going? Because here's what's happened. Because they waited so late, and because the Plan Commission didn't even hear it until last night, and remember, Plan Commission has to approve this before it can be approved by, or at least has to be approved before the county commissioners can make that final vote. And last night the Plan Commission met. They didn't have a full
quorum.
They had a quorum.
Oh, did they? Okay.
They had their quorum, but they didn't have everybody there. So they had 6 people there. And it takes 5 votes one way or the other, either to approve it or to
How many
turn it
people
down.
Were on that board, Marty? I apologize. I don't remember
okay,
the number on that.
There were 3 missing.
Okay, so there was 9 on
the
board.
9, and there were 3 missing. The 2 that voted in favor was Kevin Enright and Wait, I'm trying to count the numbers of how it worked out. It wasn't five either way. It was there were three that voted in favor, if I'm getting it right. But at any rate, you've got to have five that either says, yes, we want it, or no, we don't. And they did not get five. They got the majority of the people who were there, but it wasn't.
Let me ask you a dumb question. This is such an important issue and such a time-related issue. Why are three people missing from these conversations? Other commitments of life, other things going on?
And I don't have the answer
okay.
to that question.
I would think everybody would be there for such a big deal that we're up against the time frame here, but I don't know
I
how that
think
works.
Some of the people who sit on the Plan Commission right now don't take it very seriously because it seems like they're missing quite often from there.
I have seen that. I've also seen some of the ones who had missed a lot in the past are now there pretty regularly. So I do not know the answer to that question, but
you do know there was no answer to that question, so that means
to meet again.
What are you doing next Tuesday, Marty?
Well, we're supposed to have a county council meeting to be voting on this issue, to be voting on the bond.
My.
But also, at the same exact time, 6 o'clock, we're supposed to be meeting at 5:30, the county council, to vote on the bond. They then determined last night at the Plan Commission meeting that they were going to be meeting at 6 o'clock to be voting on whether or not to approve this.
Where are they going to meet at? Are they going to throw you guys out or what?
Now everything is in this
I suggest big steak
turmoil
and shake.
Because there's a lot of people on the county council who want to be a part of what's going on the Plan Commission, because that has to happen before any of the rest of it would make any sense anyway. So I've not really gone to speak to the Plan Commission because I fear that I might lose votes for the people in my district rather than gaining them. However, it is important for those of us who have to vote on this bond to hear what the public has to say. And this is going to be a public meeting for the Plan Commission at 6 o'clock and the County Council a public meeting at 5:30. The very same public that wants to come to speak to these issues will want to be at both of these places. I'm certain that our Richland Beanbossom School Superintendent and the president of the school corporation will want to be there. The school board, he's going to want to be there. He's worked very hard to make a good presentation. It appeared last night that maybe some of the numbers he was looking at, our public works department thought those numbers might not be exactly correct. But regardless, we all know that whatever those numbers are, if they extend this out until 2040, it is going to continue to hurt the Richland Beanbossom School Corporation. That makes it very difficult for me because, of course, that's a district I represent.
And Marty, what do you think of it? I've seen some comments that some of the people in the Plan Commission believe there's plenty of other ways to fund these projects other than the TIF money. How do you feel about that? What is your comment to that?
Okay, my comment is we've never had a discussion about, let's just say if we had no TIF there and we wanted to put that road in that they're speaking of, where would we, and it was, we really wanted to do it, where could we get that money? We've never had that conversation. So if the county council said there's no other place to get it, then I might be more convinced. I'm not convinced of that because there's a lot of changes at the state level saying that there could be a larger income tax or what. Remember, income tax can be used for road improvements, and I'm not. Not a big one for increasing taxes.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. You're suggesting we increase our income tax amount.
Did you hear me say I suggest that? Would you stop putting words in my mouth?
This is all recorded. We can go back to
that. I am just saying, Margaret, that we need to have an open discussion about
where
all methods that where we could get the money for this particular project they are speaking of, if that is really what the problem is. If they had started it a year and a half ago when we were notified that we had to make these decisions, then we could have had this discussion. But we were not told that the RDC was considering moving forward with this. I inquired so many times when Jeff Cockrell was coming forward and having discussions about other things having to do with the TIF. It was never mentioned, oh, we're going to go ahead and try to do this. Had they done that, we could have had a lot of this conversation in advance. So I'm not sure. I feel strongly that the taxpayers, the citizens of this county have not been treated with the kind of respect that they should have.
Well, Marty, they seem to find money for every other little pet project they've got. I don't understand why the TIF has to be extended when they seem to find money for all these other things.
Well, I'm just saying that could very well be a part of the conversation. Sometimes you may want to do 10 things, and just as you might want to do in your own household, and you have to pare it down and say, well, maybe my revenue will only cover 8 things. But let's give TIF its due. Let's give that Richland Township TIF its due, which I want to do. Without that TIF, I am not certain we would have, I'm pretty certain we would not have had the kind of job growth in that particular Richland Township area. So over the years, it's done a great job, and it's done what it was supposed to do. And now, within 10 years, remember, we're not arguing it's supposed to stop today or even next year.
No,
What
Richland continues, representatives are saying, is we appreciate the fact that TIF's been there, done great things. It's not supposed to be lasting forever, and we support it going through and doing the projects where the money is there, and then let it end in 2024. Do not extend it. That's where the rub is, whether or not to extend it.
And you've got a limited time to make that decision.
Well, and was that a part of the plan? Let's not let anybody know what we're going to do, because then by the time it's time to do it, we'll just say, well, you have to do it. What else are you going to do?
Marty, I really believe we make very, very poor decisions when we go and get under the gun like this and are forced into it. And I think this one may prove to be a poor decision if it is rushed through. And it would be better, in my opinion, to stick with what you've got rather than make a rushed decision based on incomplete information.
However, I can clearly argue both points. If the decision isn't made to go forward, it is then too late, and shame on us all to have been making these huge decisions for the entire area that goes out to 2040 because we had what?
2 weeks.
Whatever the leadership was that decided we're not going to tell anybody we're going to do this until they have no time to do anything about it. I think, really, that there's a big surprise that anybody from Richland School District is saying a word, because they have been not very vocal about this. But you know what? To extend it to 2040, they said, wait a minute. We've been big supporters, but this is asking too much.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, is our guest this morning. Margaret Fetty checks in as well. And we talk to Marty every Wednesday morning. And going forward on this, Marty, you've got these meetings that run into each other and these other meetings. When is this all going to be finalized, and what's going to be finalized?
Right. Well, and we have to remember also that because the city annexed a part of our Richland Township.
Do they have to get involved with this at some point?
They have to vote for it. Now, it's already been presented to them once. They didn't have the final vote, so they'll have to have the final vote. If we don't extend it, does that mean that the city of Bloomington will get all of the money from that TIF and none of it will revert back? Or how will that work if the county doesn't extend that TIF where the city annexed? Does that mean the city will get every bit of that tax revenue? And we all know a big majority of that money is going over to Switchyard Park. So that means the Richland Bean Blossom School District taxpayers will be subsidizing the Switchyard Park. None of this makes any sense. But I'm sure the powers that be have got this all figured out. Boy, I don't want anybody to think I don't support jobs. Anybody who's ever listened to me, they know that I believe jobs is primary. If you don't have a job, you don't really have a way to support yourself to live here. I believe that helping to create those jobs are important, but we also need to honor the commitment we made to the public when we put these TIFs in place to begin with. And when you look at all the planning that's been put together, I don't think that the finalized plan is anywhere near ready at this point for that, what used to be the 2 mile fringe. That's where these TIF areas are for the county. So how's the plan commission then to say, well, yes, we think this meets our plan. Our plan isn't even finished. But it is directing, at this point, so much of the growth.
So it's not the end result of what's going to happen here. It's just the way it's being put together or not being talked about.
I think that before at the end of the day, it probably will pass, depending. But remember, it all comes around what that plan commission does. So will the city go ahead and move to allow the county to do this when the plan commission hasn't voted, or will they have to vote before the city does? And then, of course, we want to make sure what they're doing before the county votes on the bond issue, because if the city says, no, we don't let you to extend the bond issue, then payback will be different. This is outrageous that these decisions, important decisions that will last more than a lifetime, will then have to be made without all of the proper information. Just, I can't tell you how frustrating it is.
Marty,
got to say,
you may not have the answer to this, but just out of curiosity, is this a one-time thing with these TIF districts to extend them this length? And so my question is, if after July 1, if you want to put in a TIF district,
have to start from beginning and do a brand new TIF district. And that was part of my question the other night. What if we said we want a new TIF district? Then you lose all. Right now, they have all the growth of assessed value from the 1993 up till now.
Right.
And that
it's
dollar
a chunk
amount
of change.
Then goes into the TIF. At any point that TIF, the bond is completely paid off and the TIF goes away, if you wanted a new TIF, you'd have to start from day one, and you would then have released all that assessed value back to all the taxing units, and you would start out with a new base point.
Right.
And the taxing units would have, and the taxpayers would have received the tax relief from all of that assessed value growth from the old TIF.
What I'm talking about is the time frames, because this is really interesting that we're talking about. We're not just talking about a 10-year type of time frame. Now we're talking 30 years. Or whatever it is. I mean, it's
25 years out from now.
Okay, so are the new TIF districts, as the state of Indiana has set this up, are they now 25 years?
No. Well, it will depend on how long your bond is. But after 1995, after 1995, you could only have so many years to pay off a bond, and then the TIF was gone.
That's
you
what
could
I
not
was
extend
understanding.
It was the ones that was started in 19. Ours was started in 1993. Anything before 1995, it is over by. They used the term 2025, but that's the reason why there's a discrepancy between 2024 and 2025, because our bonds for that Richland TIF will be paid off in 2024.
Right.
So, but you know what? If this really is to get the money for just that one road, then that bond could be written in such a way that it would all be paid off in, 2026.
Right.
And give it a couple of years to pull in the money to pay for that project, if that's what this is really all about. if they want to stand there and say it's only about this project, we can get the money for that project.
Yeah, I'm just mystified.
But it does not take it out to 2040 to get the money for this one project.
Yeah, I just, that seems absurd to pay for a $4 million project and take it out to 2040. I mean, wow. I mean, are people wrapping their heads around what that means and how long we're going to be paying on that?
And the interest on. So at any rate, all of that will be presented. I have always been a big supporter of the TIF. This really puts me in a position of being a naysayer. But at this point, I think we really do support the TIF, and we have supported it over the years. And taking it out to 2024 or 2025 is what needs to happen. If they ever have any excess left over, they need to return it to the taxpayer and return it back to the school. Now, quit laughing.
That's hysterical, Molly.
And you know, let's face it. 60 cents of every dollar they're spending is tied to our school tax rate. So that's just something that if people want to know why Richland School District has any say in this. If it was 60 cents of your dollar being spent, you'd want your voice heard.
Absolutely, and we thank you for making your voice heard here on Wednesday morning so people have more information to decide for themselves.
Absolutely.
Marty, we'll get caught up next week. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.